We'll just start with the date. This is, it's, I thought it was the 9th, December 9th, I think.
Okay, December 9th. Year 2000, 11:30, North Pole, Alaska. Let's see if it is the 9th.
And I'm Kevin Fan, and this is Lee Sailor, and we're doing an interview here in his home.
Okay, what, it's the 8th, by the way. It's the 8th of December, correction. Just the exactly what information do we need? Just go back,
the history, your perspectives, what, you know, what you see is outstanding and what you see is, you know, what was a little bit problematic or what is, and the challenges for the tribe and, you know, those kinds of things.
Well, the whole thing, you know, with Healy Lake, my first time I was over at Healy Lake, it was in 1966. And I was with my first wife, Stella Healy, and that was daughter of Johnny Healy and Jim Sam. In 1966 at Healy Lake.
Can you hold the mic?
Sure. Okay. The village was practically the old village on the point was abandoned then. And Margaret Kerstetter and her husband Paul, they built a cabin on the next point. Where the village is right now. And then they were staying there all year round, as well as David Joe. A lot of other people who would come in seasonally to fish as we did. Mm-hmm. Fish and come and stay there. But in a way, it's as if Margaret and Paul were discouraging people from resettling here, because at that time, a lot of like people were scattered. And Lucy had fought in Montana Cross and Halo was in the lake, and Jimmy Healy was at Little Gerson. Now Lena had married Moses Thomas in Tana Cross, and that was Ruth's mom. And at that time, I was just just scattered all over the place. And my first wife, Stella, to her, that old Healy village was, she thought of it as kind of I don't know how you describe it. Kind of a mini paradise that everything she kind of referenced it back to that, you know, when her dad was alive, and it's just the way that a lot of what I know on that is where she'd tell it to her so much she'd get tired of listening to her.
Mm.
Her dad, Johnny Healy, he worked on the river boats and went from up to his north way, Montana Cross. And he worked for John Dukovich, and I think for Herman Katzen and other people that were running goods up the river. But, and also in those times, there was really two villages. there was one on the point in the lake, near the really ancient village site there, and the other, they used to call it Healy River, a fish camp, was right where you go in the river, by that point. The store, the trading post, was around one side of the point, and then there was a point, and then kind of a little flat spot, and then there is where people lived. I think it was Paul Healy and his wife and Frank Luke and Abe Luke. Well, Abe had a cabin there, so there was one little settlement up there at that time, and then one over at the lake.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. So, and probably between the two, there was maybe 50, 60 people, maybe more. I'm not sure. I can bring it up, but
there's some records that there were 75 children in school
at one
time.
No, about 75 people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the children, that one teacher from the town across, Mr. Fleischman, he came and just taught maybe 3-4 month school at one time around 1940 or so, and there must have been 30 kids that weren't getting any school. It's like my first wife, that's all the schooling she ever had. Mm-hmm. And you ask Ellen, she never had any school, and Magnus, mm-hmm. that grew up there, they never went to school. Mm-hmm. And so, and this was, they were petitioning for school, actively working to try to get school there. And that was during World War II. Again, all this has I've seen papers and documents about Fred Little Gerson from that time when it was happening. Well, it was correspondence between Johnny Healy and Arthur Healy, that was wife's oldest brother,
uh-huh.
and the territory, and also the BIA. And this, 1946, for a little while, every friend from Healy Lake moved over to Little Gerson because they thought if they went the highway, they'd go to school. And a lot of people died in 1943 at Healy Lake. Probably 2/3 of the people there died within months. And what I noticed is that the ones that died were the poor families and the really young children and all the old people. It just took the old people right off the map. There's none left after that went through.
Do you have any idea what that might
have
been?
Well, I think it was some kind of flu or respiratory, but they'd tell me that they'd be bleeding out of the nose and mouth, and sometimes even the ears. And it hit Tanacross at the same, close to the same time, and some people died, but they had the army doctors right across the river there. That was the army base there, and same like Northway, but the kids and the people died then at Tanacross, but it didn't take them like Healy Lake. And at that time, Stanley Young was running the store there, the trading post, and he sent people out and went out a couple of times, saying that everyone's sick, they're dying in Healy Lake, and no one ever come in until it was about on its course. And there's graves up on that hill that are just unmarked from that time, that they could just barely dig a hole and dump people in. Mary Healy, she died, her daughter and five children, all of them, just the whole family wiped out there. And Ellen probably told you about some of that, her kids dying, her old blind Jimmy and Celine going, old Sam and Belle Sam and Annie and all those old people there, Josie Healy. I've got a little notebook, some place that Arthur Healy had written in, and it was May 1943, and he was just saying one place, Belle Sam died that day, and then Celine died, and just a little notes in that. And he was sick at that time with TB. So that thing kind of has, I think it's marked all the people in Healy Lake and what's been passed down on it. But there's another thing I just kind of infer that old Chief Healy, he died in 1928, the year after that big potlatch they put on over there. But he kind of ran that territory with an iron hand, and he did not like any gold miners. He harassed them and tried to get the prospector, just out of his country. And a trapper, that was okay, or someone like John Adukovich, a trader and guide, that would hire some of his people, but he didn't like gold miners. It wasn't like, the Healy Lake wasn't like Ketchum Stuck, where they go over to Chicken and work for gold miners and hang around Chicken. But sometimes I think maybe that old Chief Healy built up some ill will towards Healy Lake at that time by taking that attitude. So I don't know this for sure, but it's just something that I kind of get a feeling that maybe he had.
You think that disease might be related?
No. The disease, maybe no one coming in might have been related. Right.
I'm thinking about the smallpox.
It's just that sickness came up with the army and it spread to the... And that's what I'm thinking is all that's to that. But anyway, it was there during the 60s that Healy Lake started becoming a village again. My wife had that lot over there and we started building on it. At that time, Margaret's daughter Josephine lives over there right now. But her and her husband would build a house, and David Joe was over there at the time. And started building a community hall. And really, the present village dates from that. And some of the people that had moved out started coming back eventually. But think that even back in those old days, I feel like people kind of tended to disperse. They'd be all there, and it would be like there's some disagreement, and a bunch would move, like Old Sam, and then moved up to Sand Creek for a while, by that lake. And Chief Joe made himself another little village at George Creek.
Mm-hmm.
And there, around 1930, you had Healy Lake Village, you had a couple of people over by the trading posts, you had Chief Joe over at George Creek, and you had Old Sam up at Sand Lake, and some people with each of them, and it was only, I'm forgetting the exact year, 37 or 38. You know, everyone from Sand Lake moved back to Healy Lake.
Wait, I think we'll just stop for a second and check this
out. Okay.
This came on for me. When it's really late, I'll try it with this.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do it.
Well, you know, maybe I should, with Healy Lake, I should go way back. These are stories that I've heard from Jenny Healy and some from Abraham Luke, who learned them from Old Sam and his brother, Kaka, a little white man, called him. And he was, at the time when that sickness hit in 1943, he was the oldest man at Healy Lake, and he died during that sickness. But it goes back to that old Chief Healy's father and Old Sam's father, is one that I called him Tech.
Mm-hmm.
I think it sounds like those two were the most important men way back for that area. And another one would have been Jeannie Healy's grandma, her and Lucy Luke and Eva Luke and Lena, their grandma. She was from that Healy River area, and she was relative of old Chief Healy's mom. But she married down to Salcha, or it might have been Salcha or Chena, but downriver.
Mm-hmm.
And she had three kids down there, two girls and a boy. And her husband died. Now, like it's often the case, and I've heard this story from different places with different people, is her husband's relatives weren't treating her good. They were mistreating her, using her as a slave, not allowing her to be marrying her and anything. And she took her kids and she went back to Healy River. At that time, what I gather is, Chief Healy was chief by then. His dad was gone.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, these three kids she had, the boy was later known as Chief Joe. The one girl was Belle, which was married Old Sam, and first one of Old Sam's brothers, later Sam, Belle was mother to Margaret Kerstetter's mom, Agnes, to Jenny Healy, Lucy Luke, Eva Luke, and Lena Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
And Chief Joe, his only descendant now is David Joe and his son, Alex, in Delta Junction. And the other, that other sister, she married back down to Salcha, and she was the mother of John Joseph and Joe Joseph. And Joe Joseph was Martha Isaac's dad.
Right.
So that's how that everyone's related through there. And then the other one there, again, this was relative of old Chief Healy. That was that old Annie. And her husband's was just named Fred, and she was widowed real early, but then she took up with one of those miners on Canyon Creek, and her daughter Martha later married Paul Healy, and that's where Ray Pfeiffer and Mike Pfeiffer and Gary Healy, that's where they come from, old Annie and then Paul Healy, which was Chief Healy's youngest son by his second wife, and the second wife was Josie, who was sister of Old Sam. So that's complicated. But anyway, that old Chief Healy's dad, in those times, he was an important man, and considered rich at that time. And I've only heard him referred to as Jatai Thay, which just means kind of a tall old man, and even Chief Healy was sometimes referred to that way. But the story was about it that the old Chief Healy's dad, he was really, well, they called him stingy, but he saved things up, but they said his old muzzle loader, he just put a little charge of powder in and that ball, and he'd be very careful going right up on a moose, and you just shoot it, and it's usually just enough to knock it down, and he'd go up there and cut its throat or shove a spear in it, and then he'd dig out that bullet and weld it and recast it again, because in those days they had that little deal to cast lead bullets.
Mm-hmm.
And they said if he missed, he'd go look and look until he'd find that bullet, and even in a moose, where it shatters, you get every little piece and you cast that. But they said that this is a story I heard, that old Sam and Kopna, his brother, and old Chief Healy, they were, and probably Blind Jimmy, all young boys that time, and they got a hold of his musket and shook the load out of it and put a whole bunch of powder in so muzzle loader and had it all loaded up that way. He said, by golly, here a moose come out, and says it was brush, and that old man couldn't really see, so he went up a tree until he got where he could see that moose, and said that he always take very careful aim, because he would make sure he just hits it right. And said that he shot, and the moose, it was really a charge of powder in there. That moose went down, and he come flying out of the tree and fell down. And he was really mad. He never did. They kept their mouths shut. No one ever would say he did that. And also that old chief, he had two wives, and one was mother of old Chief Healy, and the other was mother of that Blind Jimmy, which was old Chief Healy's brother, half brother, and that was Alan's stepdad.
Right.
So and my whole story about that, that his second wife, some boys from ketchup stuckers down at Healy Lake, and I guess she was messing around with those ketchup stuck boys, and they took off to go back to ketchup stuck. She went along, and that old chief there, when he saw that, he chased after him, and he caught up, and that one guy was, was with them, and not his wife's boyfriend. He's saying, "Hey, he says, just take this woman back. We don't want any trouble." And instead, that old chief, he took out his club and just whipped the guy over bad, and took the woman back. And I guess he made it to Ketchum Stuck, but he was beat up so bad he died a little while later. He was had ruled with an iron hand there, and was a pretty tough old man. His father, yeah, because Chief Healy and Blind Jimmy, they were brothers. And then Chief Healy, I can never really figure out exactly how his first wife was related up to Ketchum Stuck, because that's the area she must have come from, because she's the Dikagi clan. Johnny Healy and Mary Healy, Patty Healy were all Dikagi, and Annie and Chief Healy and Bell Sam, Chief Joe, they were all not seen. And old Sam and Katma, Josie's dad, I'm not sure about him, but I think he might have been on Seagull's side of things somehow, but his wife has definitely got to be Chaz, because Josie Healy was Chaz, and old Sam and Cottama, they were all kept. No, I say it kind of crossway. But anyway, those were the ones that the Healy Lake really came from. Sam's dad, that Tech, he was supposed to be a real powerful medicine man, and I don't know if you heard about that medicine man up Mansfield, the Duchenne guy, how they brought him back from the dead. They said that this old man was he was going to come back from the dead, but right when it was supposed to happen, a dog barked and destroyed the medicine, so he stayed dead. And but he was buried up at up by Sam Creek. And I heard a story about that his coffin was washing out by the river, so they went up to bury him, and when said that it looked like he was still alive, and that even his beard and mustache had grown while he was in there. And he married him anyway. just all these stories that people have told me about, and sometimes I remember a lot of them, sometimes I don't. But another thing, around the time of World War I, Healy Lake petitioned to have a reservation. And I guess nothing came of it. It just wasn't what they were doing those days. But, Frank Luke had told me that, and some other people. So. When the land claims was coming along, the Hill Lake petition to bring it to put as a listed village.
Mm-hmm.
And this was turned down. I guess the BIA went and looked to see how many kids had been taken out for school there, there was David Joe and Sarah Joe, and then Paul and Margaret's three kids, and then when they said no, not left your population there, there were a lot of people had allotments, camps around there that have the original Hill Lake people. And when the land claims come up, enough registered for Hill Lake that actually got to be a little bit of a nasty fight. It was certified as a village.
Mm-hmm.
And I shouldn't comment on that fight, because now looking back on it, some of the stuff was, it might have even gone clean, some of the feelings brought up might have gone clean back to Chief Healy, Chief Healy was probably a pretty arrogant man, and he made his own way. He was medicine man, he successful hunter, and he actually, with his time, he supported a lot of other people in the village. He'd get the meat for him, or share his stuff, but they paid for that when he went and worked on it, better get done. But there was Hill Lake people staying at Dot Lake, Abraham Luke, which they all signed with Dot Lake, and then Tanacross, although Frank Luke and his family signed with Hill Lake, and they had the allotments on Hill Lake and George Lake, and then later Louise and then moved back there. To tell the truth, Hill Lake was, I almost figured there was some kind of old medicine power intervened to let that village get another chance. But right around 1972, 73 there, I was ready to go up and whip some people up the river. And I can see now that there were some people that thought it was all a scheme by Paul Kerstetter to control the land there, which, if it was, it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
It just, that's like I told someone that one time, because this was after my first wife had died, that really heated up. I said, look, I said, I could go, they weren't going to change my register my kids in Tanacross or Dot Lake, and because you keep them at Hill Lake, you're not going to get anything, they'd tell me. And I had to tell him, I says, look, since Stella never told me she was from Dot Lake, she never told me she was from Tanacross, she said that You know, my dad was Gila Lake chief. He used to run up and down the river and bring stuff back from Gila Lake. And I said, even if it don't get to be a village, that's where his kid's name is going to be. And after that, no one told me about it. I told him I'm more scared of a ghost than I'm scared of you guys. So, but that's what went on, and it's right there. And I can say more about that, but maybe some of it's better left unsaid, because now, people recognize that, you know, Healy Lake's now village. It's come back from that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the, of those from up at Tanner Cross that used to go to the old Healy Lake village sometimes, they're mostly gone now. And Doris Charles, Kenny Thomas, because Kenny worked the boats and he, I even had a picture of him over at Healy Lake there with John Joseph's widow there in front of the house. I don't know if he had something going with her or not. Nevertheless, I got his picture standing there. Well, then, I don't know, there's Chief Joe that kind of was in and out of the Healy Lake scene a lot. He had a house there right on the point where you, and it's kind of busted down now, and I can remember when there was still part of a roof on it, but that was Bill Sam's brother. And he was also Chief Joe, was the one that guided the Billy Mitchell, down within the 40 mile and down the good pasture. And, Healy Lake, besides, the village there and at the mouth of the river, they had what they called the old village upriver, called Groundhog or Pike. And then Joe Village, Joseph Village, was named for that Chief Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And Joseph sometimes catch and stuff people and Healy Lake people over there for caribou. And they had caribou fences in Upper Healy over and over by Joseph Creek and Raleigh Creek and those places. But old Chief Healy stayed up at Groundhog a lot of the time. That whitefish runs up the Healy River. He had fish traps there, and it wasn't far for the caribou. And Jimmy Healy would tell me that he'd show up from upriver and stay in the village for a while, and he wanted people to stay there in that village in the lake instead of over near the store, because he thought that was bad influence having to be over by the store, especially when Emil Hammer started. He had a illegal still during the prohibition, selling the letters of people there. Of course, anyone that cut it with fur or something, he'd sell them. And then that evil hammer took up with old Annie, as she stayed with him at the store there. And this is just stuff that Jeannie Healy told me.
That's interesting.
And, so that Town Chief Healy, he had those, you know, three kids, well, that survived the adulthood from his first wife, and that was Johnny Healy, and, you know, through Mary, Jeannie, Sam, then Mary Healy and Patty Healy. I don't know if I should go into all that relationship, because that really strings out into, you know, the Mansfield area and catch them stuck. And from old Chief Healy's first wife, and then, you know, he married Sam's sister, Josie, and the only child they had that survived till, you know, adulthood was Paul Healy. Now, that Josie, when she married old Chief Healy, she had, you know, two kids, a boy and a girl, and they were, you know, born out of wedlock. I was, you know, no special father to them. But after she was, you know, after, you know, old Chief Healy, you know, married her, and those two kids, they walk, you know, walking over to the store, and it was from the old village, about a 6 mile walk on that trail, clean around the head of the village and over there, and I guess they saw some ducks or something there in the slough. It was spring, there was still ice, and when they tried to catch those ducks, they went in the water and they both drowned. So that was the whole tragedy there. Anyway, of those children of old Chief Healy, it's, you know, now Johnny Healy, he was first married to one of Belle Sam's older daughters, Maggie, and what Julie Healy told me is, you know, her sister is just sick, and you know, coughing up blood, and you know, she was with Johnny Healy, and it was obvious TB, and before she died, she told Johnny Healy not to go off and marry some other woman, but wait for, you know, Jenny to get old enough and marry her, and well, that's what he did. And that Mary Healy, that old Chief Healy's girl, she married a guy named David Charlie from over like Ketchum Stuck. And I suspect that he was somehow related to Deshenkai or to the Belle Abraham's mom. But I don't know. It's, so many of when those old people died in Healy Lake in 43, they took a lot of that exact things with them. But anyway, that's that Mary Healy, that's who she married first, and had one daughter, you know, Emma. And then after that, she married that old medicine man from Ketchum Stuck, old Saul. And he was bad medicine man. And Jimmy Healy told me that when he was there a little bit here, and he got sick and he was dying, and she said she was tending him when he was sick, and said he was really bitter about Healy Lake, says they didn't treat him right or anything, and she says that he put a curse on the village as such. She says he sees future in this whole village, just all the houses falling down and the grass growing through it, which it is right now. Mm-hmm. But anyway, after he died, Mary Healy, that's when she took up with Frank and Abe Luke's dad, with old Luke. And so that was her third husband right there. Which, eventually, after Luke died, her daughter Emma married John Joseph. That was the wife of Joe Joseph, one of Isaac's dad, his brother Joe Joseph there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a widower at the time. His first wife was from downriver, maybe Nenana, but she died over at George Creek when he was staying there at Chief Joe's little village.
Mm-hmm.
Got buried over there. But anyway, he married Emma, and for a while, I gather that Mary Healy just minded their business and tried to run things there.
And so she was made to two bad notes in there.
Yep, here's a story, Silas Henry, Mark Henry and Rita Paul's dad, but when he was just young, he came up from Salcha and he wanted to marry, Mary Healy, and he was just a little short, skinny guy, and they say old Chief Healy ran him off and says, I don't want my daughter married to skinny little man
like you, so says I'll decide who she can get married to. So. But I hear that before Mary Healy died, that Silas Henry by that time was widower for the second time, and he moved in with her for a while, so he got the last laugh on old Chief Healy. And then Patty Healy, he married another one of Belle Sam's daughters, Agnes. And that Belle Sam, she first married one of Sam's older brothers. I don't even know what his name was. And then when he died, she took up with his Sam, which was another brother there. But Patty.
Do you know if that was traditional to
very common? Yes, and also vice versa. Mm-hmm. It was considered and sometimes I gather it was forced almost.
Mm-hmm.
That they told them you will. If you want to stay here, you will. It was sometimes that. But anyway, this other daughter, Agnes, she married up to Mansfield first and married to Gus Jacob. And that Gus Jacob was Silas Solomon's dad's brother, and also Belle Abraham's brother. They were brothers and sisters. There was three brothers and one sister there, and they were ketchup stuck.
Gus Jacob was Titus Isaac and Walter Isaac's brother.
Half brother.
Oh, half.
Mm-hmm.
So on whose side is that?
Okay.
I've been so confused about him.
that's Jacob. The four that were full brother and sister,
mm-hmm,
was Belle Abraham,
mm-hmm,
Solomon, David Solomon, K. Catch 'em Stuck, Charlie, damn it. And Gus Jacob.
So then, is that from their mom?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So the mother was Bell Abraham. Okay. Right.
The Bell Abraham. It was Bell. Bell Abraham.
No, she was a sister.
What's that?
Is Bell Abraham was one of the.
A sister of those.
So who was the mom? Her mom.
Oh boy, I gotta think what her mom's name was. But yeah, I have to ask Nancy about that.
So that mother was also.
Yeah.
With.
Right.
Isaac. Would be Isaac. Isaac would be the dad. Right?
Yeah, and Sita. I think that was his second or third wife. Anyway.
She was his.
I think that old Isaac had two wives at one time, and they both died, and he married another one, and I'm not sure which, where she fit
that
in with
that.
That
helps to explain that. Thank you so much.
That was a half-brother, but those...
Abraham for you. And Margaret was his daughter, right?
Yes, because her mom was Agnes, and it was they had two daughters. It was Alice and Margaret. But anyway, when Gus Jacobs died there in Mansfield, she was having a real hard time of it, and old Chief Healy brought her back to Healy Lake, and there. I don't know if he told his son Patty Single to go marry her or not, but anyway, it wouldn't surprise me a bit.
Right. Well.
But anyway, I remember Margaret telling me that she thought when she's a little girl that that Patty Healy was her really dad. Only found when she grew up a little bit, maybe 8-9 years old, that he was her stepdad, and that she was always treated everyone nice, and that you wouldn't know the difference. But anyway, there in late 20s, his wife Agnes died, and there he had. Those two little girls, and that's when those girls were, they'd stay with Belle Sam or they'd stay with Chief Joe sometimes, and got kind of kicked around a little bit, and Patty Healy, he went up, said he wanted to get Jesse Isaac to marry her, but didn't work out. And when he was coming back down to Healy Lake, he stopped there at Sam Creek, and Belle Sam and old Sam were staying there then, and they had their youngest daughter, Lena, just in her teens, Ruth Wood's mom. Uh-huh. And she was always real hard of hearing. Her ears were bad even then. Uh-huh. And that old Belle Sam says, well, he says, I've got my younger daughter here, and she's not much good, she don't hear well, and a lot of things she don't know, but says might as well take her along, and so he did. And they had one child, Stephen, and then he died. And Lena was probably not even 20 years old, widow already.
Apart from this, have you heard if Stephen Solomon's okay?
No one knows yet. I mean, he's wandered off like this before, but Ben,
so
I
he
asked.
He must have been named for her.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly who he was named for. And Stephen died when he was in his teens, and my wife that told me about that. It happened at Little Gersel. He had been coughing, and he obviously had TB, and he said that he was out playing or doing something, and he came in the cabin, he was just coughing. He says it was just like meat hanging out of his mouth and blood all over the place.
What year was that thing about?
Oh, 1950 or so. Not maybe 1949, 1950. You know, he's buried there at Little Gersel Cemetery, just like Lena is. But he came in the cabin and then just bled to death right in front of everybody.
What, did they have an autopsy or anything?
Yeah, it was TB. Sure. And after that, some others caught it right there. And you know, my first wife had to be sent to Sitka.
The reason I ask, because the military sprayed this stuff that it's now known to have been very carcinogenic.
That was in that chemical research area up Gersel, along the road. Yeah, this was TB, just strictly. And this cancer didn't come up to way years later. Like Ralph Layton and Bud Coyley got it. It was people who was living right on the road. And it must have been some herbicide or something they sprayed on the road. No, this was before any of that.
Where were they from? Those guys, Blake and
Buck. Ralph Late was the one that Ralph and Ann Late run the Dot Lake Lodge, and then after Ralph died, you know, Carl and Ruth Charles took it over for a while. And
I remember his name now.
Mm-hmm. And Bud Coyley, he was had that old Stanley Young when. When he sold the Healy River store and he moved out to the highway, and he sold it to Ted Lowell. And of course, when Healy Lake moved out away there and so many people died, Ted Lowell just kind of bit it. He went bankrupt. And then Stanley Young, he sold that George Lake Lodge to Gareth Wright. And then Gareth Wright sold it to Bud Coyley. And Bud Coyley, ornery as he was, his business went kapooey as far as the lodge, and he shut down the gas pump and the store and the restaurant and just ran guiding business to George Lake. And said, you know, for a while, just about all the Healy Lake people were staying in Little Gersel. And that's where, my wife's two of her older sisters died there at Little Gersel, and they died from bootleg booze, bad booze that some guy up at Sears Creek was making.